giving thanks for his previous leading. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Give him praise and glory and honor and adoration. Bless his name. Bless his name. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. You have been leading us. We thank you. The Lord is my shepherd. He said, I shall not want. Oh, Lord, we give you glory. We thank you for your leading. You will even lead me this week to where you have ordained for me. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you. Oh, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory and praise. Blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' great name, we have given thanks. I have good news for somebody here this morning. Your season has finally arrived. I said, your season has finally come. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me allow them to say, amen. You got times and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need no man.
You don't need a man to be the God you are. And you have chosen to call me your Lord.
Lift up your
voice. You are God. You are God from beginning through the end.
There's no pain.
Glory be to God.
Glory be.
Glory be.
to be. To speak to you this morning by his word. Lord, send my word. Send my word. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. Lord, send your word this morning. Let your word break the rock in pieces. Let your word shatter every darkness. Let your word terminate barrenness in my life. Lord, whatever has no foundation in you, by your word this morning, let it be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Lord, send our word. Send our word with power. Let your name be glorified. Thank you and thank you and thank you. To you be all the glory. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. For the privilege to stand before you this morning, we say thank you. We slept yesterday, we are up this morning because you sustained us. Take all the glory. Lord, by your word this morning, whatever has no foundation in you, let them be uprooted. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your wonderful, beautiful hands together for the Lord. And please have your seat in his presence. Praise God, 2025 is my new era year. Congratulations. I'd like you to congratulate your neighbor to the left. Tell him congratulations. Today is your day. You are coming out of that pit today. You are coming out of that shame today. You are coming out of that stagnation today. You believe it? Let me allow this. Amen. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That remains the prophetic theme for this month. And this morning we'll continue in our series of teaching, understanding the benefits of following divine direction. Understanding the benefit of following divine direction. We have already receive the word that the leading of the Lord is the greatest thing that can happen to any human being. God's leading. He created us for a purpose. He knows how we will function maximally. And that's the reason why we must, as believers, crave for his leading. Why do we need the leading of the Lord? Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says very clearly there, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thought than your thought. So God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thought are higher than our thought. Knowing where to go and how to get there is a major requirement in the journey of life. Just as a sheep will always need a shepherd, no matter the age or experience, every one of us will continue to require divine direction to arrive at where God has ordained for us. And for you to be led by God, you must be spiritual. It's a major requirement. The natural man, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, has no capacity to understand or receive anything from God. Because when God is speaking, those things are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You need spirituality. Now, I'd like you to understand this morning, being in church does not qualify you to be spiritual. There are people who are in church who are not spiritual. They are two different things, sir. Ability to hear God and to follow his instruction is what we call spirituality. Ability to hear God. People of God, hear me this morning. If you are not a student of the book, there is no way God can lead you. If you are not a Bible student, I'm not talking about Facebook, Bible student. If you are not reading this book, God can never lead you, sir. This is the manual of life. This is the manual for every human being. You agree with me that every product manufactured has a manual. Am I speaking? When you study the manual of that product, you are going to use that product maximally. As for you and I, this is the manual of life. No matter the problem you are going through in life, it is captured in this book. No matter the problems are. I don't care where the demons are coming from. No matter the problems are, this book has solution to it. This is the oldest book in the world with the latest information, sir. So I expect you as a believer to first of all hear what this word is saying in the morning before you leave your house. The book. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. God speaking to Joshua there after Moses has departed. Said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, you must keep speaking what this book is saying. And for you to speak what this book is saying means you must have devoured the book. You must know what the book is saying. It shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt what? Have good success. The book. Unfortunately today, many don't have time to read this book, but they are forever available on Facebook, on WhatsApp, Instagram. There are people who live inside. That's where they live, 24/7. And that's why the devil is having a field day in the life of believers. But from today, no more. I didn't hear your amen. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, God must remain our shepherd in order for us to make the most of our journey in life. Hear me this morning. Behind every struggle in life is misdirection, sir. Misdirection. Behind every struggle, you not knowing the way to go. God will not stop making us until we stop following him. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus speaking to Peter, they said, follow me and I will what? Make you. Follow me. How well you follow is what determines how well you will be made. How well you follow. That's why that song, the choir minister this morning, is highly prophetic. I love the song so much. Anywhere you lead me, I will go. Cause you are the way, truth, and the life. Jesus, hey, you never leave me nor forsake me. Except you build a house, the builders build a way. Me, I go follow you, they go. Anywhere you lead me, I go, go. Ha! Powerful songs, sir. And when he's leading you, my life is for your glory. Your glory. God leading you, sir. Man, I'm a product of this, and I'm so excited this morning being in your midst. I'm a product of divine direction. Hear me, when God is leading, it is slow, but it is sure. And because of that, you don't need to rule your life with other people. You don't need to compare yourself with other people. Comparing yourself with others, the Bible says, is foolishness. God can never mislead you. When God is leading, he goes ahead of you, sir, to silence all the demons around you. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible is our surest guide. Psalm 119, verse 105. It said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Psalm 119, verse 105. And thy light unto my path. The word of God is the most reliable source of his leading. But hear me this morning, we are only empowered for change of level by walking in the light of God's word. In the light of his word. I love that song, Trust and Obey. It said, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The second verse of that song says, but we can never tell the delight of his love until we lay on the altar, and as he leads, we follow. Trust and obey him. God can never mislead you, sir. When I was to get married, I had to pray to God. I prayed and fasted because I already understand the power of marriage, sir. I already understood that every blessing God is going to give you in life will be channeled through the home. I already knew that. So I knew that I cannot make mistake in this one thing. And I've been having relationship before now, and all of them failed. And so, because I wanted to settle down, and I'm not ready to marry again, and I'm ready to divorce, and my wife must not die before me, and I must not die before my wife, I have to go to the source. The source. Lord, lead me to my wife. And the Lord gave me an instruction, sir. Hear me today. Anytime you are looking for anything from God, he will instruct you. God is not an advisor. He instructs. He gives you a commandment. That's how he leads. And the Lord told me to join the technical unit. And I told him, there is no way I can join this unit. Because I don't like the way they run around during service. Don't make noise here and there. Just be going like sheep without shepherd. I will never join them. I never heard from God again. I struggled for 1 month. I heard clearly what God said. But because I wanted to go my way, God left me. You see, God will never struggle with you, sir. Hear me, God does not need you for anything, but we need him for everything. God is so mindful of man, but at the same time, man is not relevant in his scheme. You say, what is man? That I'll be so careful about him. What is man? So if you think you are so important, sir, there are close to 8 billion people on the earth. God will not waste his time on you. He will not, sir. You are the one to align to his ways if you are interested. And after 1 month struggling with that instruction, I had to go to the technical unit. Because the lady God wanted me to marry is in the technical unit. And by reason of her operation, she's always in the studio. She's never sitting in the congregation. And I went into the unit. The following day, which was Monday, the unit normally have their programs, you know. And all members are supposed to come. So I went for the program. And as we were rounding up the program, we were sharing the goodness. I was sitting in the very front, and the Lord spoke to me clearly. Oh, the voice of the Lord is full of power. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. I heard him clearly. He said, look back. There is a lady at the very back there wearing red. I said, yes. He said, that's your wife. Clean and clear, sir. I only prayed for marriage in my life once. I didn't repeat it two times. And the Lord spoke to me. And I went. I didn't like what I was seeing. Because that's not the kind of lady I want to marry. No. I wanted a very slim lady, you know, robust, and then powerful. But what I was seeing was far from it. I said, Lord, that's not what I want. And the Lord kept quiet. But there was a force from heaven that was pushing me to her. And when I went to meet her, I said, well, the Lord told me, you are my wife. She said, you are not my husband. I said, well, I'm going to leave you now, and I can assure you I will never return back. The following day, she came hanging around me. And I asked her, what are you looking for? She said, she doesn't know too. I said, well, I've already told you, you are my wife. Long story cut short, we got married. And this is 23 years. We have never fought once. We have never, God is my witness, we have never fought once in 23 years. Not because I'm an expert. The Lord led me to the one he has packaged for me. Praise the Lord. God will lead you this morning. How powerful is divine leading? A woman had a son. She's very rich. And according to her, she was trusting God for where this son will study. And she sent him to England, in one of the good universities there. And the boy was doing well, first year, second year, third year. From nowhere, the boy came and said, Lord, if I'm mommy, I want to go to Dubai. My mates are schooling there. I want to join them, my friends. I want to go. And he kept on putting pressure on the mother. And the mother relocated the son to Dubai. And the boy started school. 6 months down the line, they went to swim in one hotel. In the course of the swimming, the boy died. And that's the only child the woman has. She allowed the boy to lead her. Hear me, sir. Your children are not the one leading you. If you make that mistake, sir, you will suffer pepper. You are the one to lead them. He said, train a child in the way that he should go. When he grows up, he will not depart from that training. Divine leading is so powerful. Why do we need divine leading? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, and Proverbs 16, 25 said the same thing. Verbatim. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hear me. Only God knows the end from the beginning. Only God. That's why you cannot make mistake in any decision you are making. Hear me today. Decision on where to live, who to marry, the school your children will attend, the bank you need to, every decision requires the Lord leading you. He alone knows the end from the beginning. The end from the beginning. One time we had some money, excess money, and my wife told me, he said, well, there are quite a lot of company in Nigeria that are making it. Let's buy shares. I said, oh, that's a good idea. But first, let me ask the Lord. You see, I always enjoy receiving instruction from the control towers. And I pray, Lord, what are you saying? These companies are good. Should we sow seed into this place? And the Lord spoke to me, thou shalt not buy any shares. Remain there. And 6 months after, sir, in this country, all those six companies folded up. All of them. 6 months down the line. That's how destiny was preserved. Praise the name of the Lord. The reason why many of us are not being led by God is because we focus more on the problem. Hear me? Each time you focus more on the problem, you can never gain access to the solution. Never. Never. In Genesis 21, verse 16 and 17, Hagar, after he has given Abraham a son, and Abraham drove her away from the house, we were told that Abraham gave her a bottle of water for her and the child, and they exhausted the water, and the woman was crying. As a matter of fact, she separated the boy from herself, that she does not want to see this boy die in her presence. She kept crying. But the Bible said, that the Lord, verse 17, that the Lord spoke to her, and the God heard the voice of Isaac, of the child. And the angel called to Hagar out of the heaven and said unto her, What a lady, Hagar. Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the Lord where he is. The next verse. Arise, lift up the Lord and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him what? A great nation. Look at verse 19. The Bible says that, and God opened her eyes. Was she blind physically? Was she blind physically? How come she did not see the water? The problem has overwhelmed her. Each time you concentrate on your problems, sir, you will never get the solution. Look away from the problem and look unto God. Psalm 34 verse 5. They looked unto him and they were lightened, and their faces was not what? Ashamed. Look unto God. Somebody's story is changing. If you are the one, let me allow this. Amen. What are the benefits of divine direction? Very quickly. Number one, it enhances our level of command of the supernatural. It enhances our command of the supernatural. And hear me this morning. The supernatural is superior to the natural. Isaiah chapter 45, reading from verse 1 down to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed great man. You can put your name there. Whose right hand I have holding. To do what? To subdue nations before him. Hear me, you don't have a problem with local government. To subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings and open before you the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. He said in verse 2, and I will go before you. The reason why God is going before you is because you have allowed him to lead you. And I will make the crooked places what? Straight. And I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in bars the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, my God. The hidden riches of secret places. There are people hearing me right now that before the end of this month, you are going to have a 360 degree change of story. Maybe you came trekking to church this morning, but before the end of this month, you are coming in your own miracle car. You came from a rented apartment this month. Before the end of this month, you are coming in a house you didn't build but was given to you. That's what we are talking about. You gain command of the supernatural. Many of us here have phones. The reason why you are able to operate that phone is because you have already acquainted yourself with the phone. Am I speaking? You know where all the applications are because you took time, you sat down to learn the applications and you gave yourself to it. The same way, you need to surrender yourself to God. Many of us, the problem we are having is that we don't have a relationship with God. No, though we know God, but we don't have a relationship with him. Am I speaking this morning? Everybody here knows the president of this nation. Everybody. But how many of us here have had one-on-one encounter with him? How many? That's what we are saying. Many of us know God, but we don't have a walk with God. And that's why leading is very, very difficult. From today, your story must change. What are the benefits of divine direction? Number two, it secures our access to supernatural blessings. Supernatural blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, he said, and it shall come to pass in the last day that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all that he tells you to do, that the Lord thy God will set thee upon high above the nations of the earth. And these blessings will come upon you and they will what? Overtake you. Look at verse 12. He said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season and to bless all the work of your hand. How many? How many? And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Ooh. The Lord shall make you the head. Verse 13, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and not beneath. That will be your testimony from today. What are the benefits of divine direction? Number three, it endues you with supernatural strength. Strength comes upon you like a horse. When God is leading, hear me, sir, you can't be sick. Forget it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, Paul speaking, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You need it. You need it. You need it. Today, because you are in this service, every invisible barrier that are manipulating your destiny forces, by the anointing today, they shall be broken. While coming to this great state, I ask the Lord, what are you saying concerning your people in this land, in this church? I heard him very clearly. Psalm 24, verse 7. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Hi, Marus Kanteada. Lift up your heads, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. I don't know how long you have suffered in that affliction. I declare to you, between now and Sunday, you are coming out. I say you are coming out. Anyone sitting upon anything that belongs to you this week, God will unseat them. In the name of Jesus. This is a liberation commission, sir. You can't be under this commission and be tormented by the devil. You can't be here and be ravaged by sickness. You can't be under the anointing of Bishop Oyedepo, that great servant of the Most High God, and you are on the floor. From today, I decree your supernatural lifting. Any land that belongs to you that has been taken erroneously, within the next 7 days, if they don't release that land, fire will burn them. The Lord told me very clearly this morning, the land that belongs to the church, is somebody hearing me now? Anybody that is encroaching on that land, anyone that is constituting a nuisance for us possessing that land, he said he's giving them 1 month. If they don't leave, whatever they see becomes their portion. Is somebody hearing me this morning? I have been sent here, sir, for your liberation. God cannot want something and will be begging a man. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the people therein. So I like you to get set. Everything remote controlling your destiny, between now and Sunday, they will give up in the name of Jesus. Invisible barriers are real. Oh. We are in a very wicked world. They are real. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. For a great door, an effectual, is opened unto me. But there are what? Many adversaries. There are adversaries. There are hindrances. There are barriers. Before you move to your new level, hear me, there are new devils. That's why you need the force of heaven to subdue them. The Israelites were working for the Egyptians, but Pharaoh would not allow them go. But when God came to the scene, who is Pharaoh? He said, what is that mountain standing before Zerubbabel? It shall be made a plain, sir. So when God is speaking, nobody, sir, no force on earth, no government can stand against him. And that's why I'd like you to be fully settled. Anyone that has said you will not make it, they are the one that won't be there when you are making it. Anyone that said you will not have rest between now and Sunday, if they don't give up, God will lay them to rest. How do you fight invisible battles? Because we live in a very wicked world. In Africa, people are very wicked. From your village, you just buy new shirt, they are angry. Just shirt. We have not talked about building a house. There are families, whenever they want to lift up their heads, there is a force pulling them down. You had the testimony of that sister for 10 years. She was stagnated. 10 years. You know what 10 years is in the life of a man? 10 years. There are just forces. You don't need to know them, but they are everywhere, sir. They are there. You are due for marriage. You just sit over your destiny that you won't marry. You get married, and then they say, no, you won't have children. You have children, and they won't succeed in school. Forces everywhere. But hear me, sir. If you are in this church this morning, every force of darkness hovering around your destiny, they go down for your sake. Wherever they are calling your name for evil, from today, by the anointing coming upon your life, when they call your name, fire will answer in their camp. How do you fight these invisible barriers? Hey, there is a sister in one of our churches. Getting married was a problem. Going to school was a problem. Every attempt she made to go to school failed. She stopped at secondary school level. There was no way she would gain access to the university. Okay, it seems this one is not working. Let me get married. No way. And then she came to a service like this. And then, of course, the word of the Lord came through the pastor. There are forces sitting over your life. I don't care who those forces are. This week, they will die. And then it was revealed to her that the force behind her problem was her father. Is somebody hearing me now? The enemies of a man are of his household. And then the father fell sick. They rushed him to the hospital. Did everything. X-ray, Y-ray. Nothing was working. And then the father called the daughter. I'm the one responsible for all the problems you have been going through. Pray for me. As the man was speaking, the man fell and died. And that week, her heavens opened. I don't know who is sitting over any aspect of your life. This week, this ground will open up to swallow them. Lift up your heads, all ye gates. Sir, is God speaking? Oh, when God is speaking, everything hears. The gate of Abia State has been lifted up right now. Is somebody hearing me now? All the forces troubling this state, they go down in the name of Jesus. All the forces troubling this church, troubling you, I decree now, as an agent sent by God, I command they are going down in the name of Jesus. How do I fight invisible barriers? Number one, you must be born again and remain so. John chapter 3, verse 3. Except a man is born again, he cannot gain access. He cannot. You must be born again. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that lifted up his head against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. How do we fight invisible battles? Number two, keep walking in the light. Light is greater than darkness, sir. Hey, so when you are walking in light, there is no occasion for you to stumble. No occasion, sir. Light enlightens you. When you acquire knowledge, you are in command of situation and circumstances. John chapter 8, verse 32. Jesus Christ speaking, say, you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know will set you free. You shall know the truth. How do you fight invisible barriers? Number three, be committed to a lifestyle of prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. This kind goeth not out except by prayer and fasting. There are some stubborn issues in your life. You just need to separate some few days and say, Lord, what is happening here? I need to know what is happening here by prayer and fasting. When you are praying and fasting, what is happening? You are subduing your flesh in order for your spirit man to come alive. And the Spirit of God searches all things. Not some things. All things. You will suddenly know what is happening around you, sir. Prayer and fasting, sir, is a major weapon to destroying the forces of darkness. And that's why our spiritual strength is in prayers and in fasting. Number four, walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith. You are trusting God for a job. Don't sit down watching CNN and expect the job to come. No, sir. You are prayed. Move from office to office. Move from place to place. Okay, I'm looking for a job here. They tell you there's no job there. Move to the next office. They can't get there. Move to the other office. A young man was trusting God for a job and he went to a particular company. They didn't invite him. He just went there. He heard that they are doing an interview. He went there. They interviewed everybody and they looked at him. They checked. His name was not on the list. How come you are here? He said he just came by faith. That's why. To find out if there will be a space for him. They said, well, we are finishing interviewing. There's no space for you. The young man left. The following day, he came. He said, yes, can we help you? So I was here for that interview yesterday. And, you told me to go. There's nothing. I just said, I was passing by. I said, let me just stop over just in case something has happened. They told him, well, nothing has happened. The young man went. The following day he came, passing again. Young man, are you not the one that came yesterday? Yes. But we told you there's no space. He said, I was just passing by. I just said I should stop. Just in case between yesterday and today, maybe you change your mind. He said, no, we didn't change our mind. Please, get out of this place. The fourth day, he came back. There must be something wrong with you. He said, no, he's just passing by just to think. Maybe between yesterday and today, somebody has been sacked. He said, we didn't sack anybody here. What's your problem? Fifth day, he came back. This man, so that you won't disturb us, let's create an office for you. That's how they employed him, sir. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Hear me today. If your faith says yes on any subject matter, God will never say no. Is somebody hearing me, sir? Faith is a major weapon. It's a major weapon. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you should what? Quench all the fiery darts of the devil. When your faith is in place, the devil cannot do anything against you. Praise the name of the Lord. Number 5, keep speaking boldly, not beggarly. Boldly. 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 Psalm 81, verse 10, he said, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Your mouth is not on rent. Use it the way you want it. Speak boldly. Speak boldly. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things that you say will come to pass, you say, you shall have whatsoever you what? Say it. You shall have whatsoever you say. You shall have whatsoever you say. So you need to speak boldly. When it's time for you to pray, I'd like you to speak and declare what must happen in your life this week. Is somebody hearing me now? Stop speaking what you are going through and start declaring what you want. Stop speaking. We already know what you are going through. We are tired of itself. But start declaring what must happen. This year must end well for me. There shall be no death in my family. You see, you are the owner of your mouth. I'm making a way this week. I'm getting a miracle job this week. I'm having a breakthrough this week, sir. You need to declare this word in order for God to confirm it. Praise the name of the Lord. Goliath came down by David's declaration. Goliath said what he wanted, but David didn't keep quiet. David spoke what he wanted, and everything David said came to pass. Is somebody hearing me now? The distance between David and Goliath is very wide, but hear me today. Anywhere your word goes, that's where God goes. Anywhere this your word goes, God goes there to confirm. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26, I am the Lord that confirms the word of my servant and perform the counsel of my messenger. When you say it, God confirms it. Mark 16, 20. So then, after Jesus Christ has spoken to them, they went everywhere, declaring the word. God was walking with them, confirming the word with what? Signs following. This week, doors will open for you. In very high places, doors will open for you. You believe it? Let me hear loud. Let's say amen. Finally, how do we win invisible barrier? By the anointing. It is a medium of conveying the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 16, in verse 13. When David was to be anointed, the Bible said David was anointed in the midst of his brethren. His brethren were his enemies. So your enemies don't need to die for you to rise. God was in a hurry to change the life of David. The moment David was anointed, please, I'd like you to understand the process this morning. It was oil that came upon David, but the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came into David from that day forward. The Spirit of the Lord. So the oil is a medium of communicating, conveying the Spirit of the Almighty. And I'm told very clearly, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, that the Lord is that Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Power. There is liberty. So you need this anointing to destroy the forces of darkness. Hear me, sir. There is no power except the power of God. There is no power except the power of God. Forget all this Ogbanje, all these people doing witchcraft. Sir, the power you have is higher than their own. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Many of us are being humiliated because we don't know the God that we have. The God with you is higher than any demon anywhere. Oh! A full-blown man, born again, Christian, winner, you are afraid to go to your village. Why? Because there are witches there. Ah, your own witchcraft is more than their own. It's because you don't know. Psalm 82, verse 6, they know not, neither will they understand. I have said, ye are gods. And all of you, you are children of the Most High God. All of you are gods. Man, I'd like you to carry that spirit this morning, sir. You are unstoppable. Anywhere you go, sir, something must happen. Is somebody hearing me now? You don't need to wear any special kind of dress. The Spirit of God is in you. As this anointing comes upon you today, sir, every barrier shall be shattered. What is in the oil? The breakthrough power of God. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3. He goes ahead to level every barrier. What is in this oil? Number 2, the exemption power of God. Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15. As they move from one nation to the other, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do no wrong. He reproved kings for their sins, saying, what? Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It's an order. It's not an advice. Oh, Sharash Sheros Kabariash. As I was coming to this place, policemen stopping us on the way. When they see my eyes, I don't need to talk to them. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. No, sir. The kind of... You need to know who you are. What is in this oil? The healing power of God. James 5, 14 to 15. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anointing him with the oil. Praying in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician here? Why then is the health of my daughter not recovered? Sir, I can't imagine you have this anointing oil, you have mantle, and you are being tormented by the devil. These mysteries are available. Sir, there is nothing. You can't see the power of God. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual transaction, sir. You can't anoint yourself and at the same time you are tormented, except you don't know what you are doing. Except you don't know, sir. I don't leave my house without anointing myself. And as I'm going, sir, he has gone ahead already to make what? The crooked places. He said, because touch not my... It's an instruction. Please hear me today. It's not an advice. So as you are going, the forces are clearing off. What is in this oil? Finally, the miracle power of God. Matthew 10, verse 1. Yeah. And he called his 12 disciples, my God. And he gave them what? Power. Hey. Over against unclean spirit to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. He gave them power. He gave them power. People of God, from today, the devil will not torment you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, oh, and hear me clearly. Nobody can kill you. I didn't hear your amen. When God created man, he put man in dominion of everything he created. He didn't put man under another man. So forget all this nonsense. They say somebody is doing you. Nobody can do you, sir. Is somebody hearing me, sir? Nobody can do you. You are too loaded, too anointed to be tormented by the devil. Rise up on your feet. You are going to be anointed this morning. And from today, anyone that dares you, go down for your sake. Maybe they have been tormenting you before now, but not after today. What is coming upon you today is special, sir. The Spirit of the Lord. When David was anointed in 1 Samuel chapter 16, the very next chapter, he pulled down the head of Goliath. That was not ordinary. 17-year-old boy dealing with an adult who is a giant. But hear me, sir. The Spirit of the Lord went into operation. It was not the stone. There is a spirit in man. When that, sir, What makes this thing work is your understanding. Just have the understanding that God is inside of you. You can't be tormented by the devil. And by reason of that understanding, God goes ahead to clear every barrier standing in your ways. We are going to be anointed this morning. I hope you came with your oil. Before then, you are here, you are not born again. You can't operate in this realm. You cannot. Forget it. You cannot operate in this realm. You can never, if you are not born again. You will only be coming to church, hearing fine messages. You go back, the devil will still be tormenting you here and there. You cannot, sir. You cannot. So you have to consciously surrender your life to Christ, wherever you are. You want to give your life to Christ? I'd like to pray with you this morning. Maybe you gave your life to Christ, along the line you backslided, but you have returned back this morning. You want to reconnect yourself to Jesus. Wherever you are, just place your hand on your chest and please repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away. Let everything become new. I confess you today as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen. If you pray that prayer very quickly, I'd like you to come to the altar here. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Carry your Bible. Carry your bag. Please quickly come. It's a new day. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you.
I give
thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the life of these precious ones that you brought here today. Lord, we ask that you write their names in the book of life. Perfect all that concerns them. This week, visit them mightily and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, I'd like you to open your eye. I'd like you to go with our counselor out there. They will give you some vital details. And then I'd like you to quickly join us as we partake of this anointing. Very quickly. Are we still clapping for the Lord? Make it louder. Make it bigger. I'd like you to take that oil in your hand. We are going to pray, first of all. Lord, lead me this week.